the vaccine killed your spouse. It's all your fault. You murdered, you know, it's all these things, but it all goes back to that vaccine. And the key words were died suddenly.
Late last year, Trisha's husband came home from a day's work as a maintenance man in their housing complex, collapsed on the carpet, and died of a sudden and unexpected heart attack.
I've known him since seventh grade. Our life went separate ways, but we met back up just as we were both going through divorces in 2015, and we got married in 2021. And then he died a year, 4 months later.
It was an everyday tragedy. A man in his 40s with high blood pressure and a pre-existing health condition. He'd lost two brothers in quick succession just months earlier. Trisha thinks the stress of it affected his health. But when Trisha shared the news of her husband's death online, looking for some support, in amongst words of condolence, she began to receive a flood of more sinister messages.
Apparently, the combination of the words died suddenly coincided with some movie that was coming out about that time. And that's what maybe triggered some of it and, you know, got so many of them to constantly, oh, you know, the vaccine killed your husband, the vaccine killed your spouse.
Somebody mentioned to go on to Google and go into the news section and then type in died suddenly.
The film, called Died Suddenly, claims baselessly that people are suddenly dropping dead in large numbers and COVID vaccines are to blame. Now any sudden death announced on social media, no matter the cause, can be used as evidence for this conspiracy theory.
When you see people attacking your healthcare decisions and how you take care of your family and your own home, and telling you that that's responsible for killing your spouse while you already feel like crap because you didn't recognize the signs of a heart attack. It puts you down some dark holes after a while, it does.
The belief that swathes of people are being killed by COVID vaccines has become a significant one within the anti-vaccine community. It's driving mistrust in public health advice. In this case, it's also driving a mistrust so deep, it even extends to doubting what bereaved people are saying about their own loved one's death.
And then you find out they were vaccinated. Something's causing this. Somebody needs to look into it.
The film's creator, Stu Peters, has built up hundreds of thousands of followers and millions of views across different platforms. I wanted to speak to him online. When I joined the call, it became apparent he'd rented a warehouse especially for the occasion and had brought his own crew to film the interview in order to get his own distorted message out.
We released a film that has saved millions and millions of lives. You know that, I know that, you've been sent here to discredit it. You'll have to take that up with God. Look, I gave this platform to God, okay? I'm on a very specific mission, and that is to expose lies that are killing people.
The American football player, Damar Hamlin, who collapsed after colliding with a fellow player. And when I ask him if he's sorry for the harassment of people like Trisha his film is inciting, he showed no remorse.
As that begins to trend and as that continues to grow, all we're doing is saving more lives. I think that's awesome.
But Stu Peters doesn't seem to want to answer any of my direct questions about the film's message, which is miles away from the weight of scientific evidence.
There is no evidence whatsoever that vaccines have been associated with any increase in mortality.
The Died Suddenly film has been far-reaching, but exclusive research for the BBC has found evidence of coordinated and inauthentic activity by accounts sharing the link and the hashtag, which seems to have helped it go viral. Previously, content like this might have been removed from Twitter under its old COVID misinformation policies. Now, the site seems to have played a significant role in helping this film and the associated misinformation and harassment take off. I asked Twitter about this, but they didn't respond to my questions. For Trisha, though, the problem is much more profound.
People are going out looking for what they already believe. They're looking for that confirmation of their own biases. They are not looking for actual facts, actual truth. They don't want to know. Not over yet.
A little bit more about you. I'm interested in your previous career as a bounty hunter. Just, yeah, give me your background.
What do you want to know specifically about my background?
Just, I suppose, maybe start from, you know, your previous career as a bounty hunter.
As a bounty hunter? Yeah, so we were charged with the responsibility of tracking fugitives. People that were wanted for violent crimes against persons, things involving gangs, guns, drugs, rape, murder. We would go and find them. We were the most prolific bounty hunters, I think, probably that the country's ever seen, other than the guy that's got the open-chested shirt and feathers in his hair in Hawaii. We were proud of that of that work. I mean. We brought a lot of people to justice.
And
I think it was training, kind of, for what I'm doing now.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah. So, I mean, tell me about that a little bit. Like, how did you move from that business into what seems like a very different business?
I got to take that up with God. I ask every day, why am I in this chair, right? So, you know, this was just a natural progression. I'm an investigator. You know, and I like the idea of bringing criminals to justice, and I think that we're doing that still, but on a much larger scale. And so the bounty hunting stuff was just a different kind of criminal. And you know, the kinds of criminals that we're dealing with now are killing millions of people rather than just you know, a one-off here or there. So that was, I think, training for where we're at now.
When did you start to move into media? Like, when did you start your show?
February of 2020. Or was it 21? Was it February of 21? 21, yeah, February of 21.
February of 21.
It couldn't have been, though, because leading up to the election, I know talking about that to an audience of about 7 on Facebook, I think. And then, you know, when I gave this platform to God, it just exploded. Supernaturally, no one man can do this, obviously.
And you started with the talk show and the radio show, right?
Mm-hmm.
The podcast. And then you moved into movie production. Was that like a conscious thing? Was it,
that was a life-saving thing. We had to do that. We absolutely had to release, you know, films to help to try to contradict all of the work that BBC and others are doing to help people to die. We were trying to help to save their lives.
I think Rachel has a question.
Yeah, if I could step in for a moment. So you made a film called Died Suddenly. I'm just curious, what was your aim with that film? What were you trying to do or create?
Oh, we were trying to save as many lives as possible. I mean, it's very well known, very common knowledge now that a bioweapon has been released on humanity and that it's just been relentlessly pushed as this safe and effective vaccine. It's a complete lie. It's a total lie. And it's killed unprecedented record-smashing numbers of people. Well, these people are lied to constantly by the fake media stream that just relentlessly flows into their living rooms. And so they believe that people are presenting news and telling the truth because they've been propagandized and lied to for virtually their entire lives. So we had to counter that narrative with a life-saving effort. So that's what Died Suddenly represents.
See large amounts of data coming out from lots of different teams of scientists around the world showing that actually vaccinated people are less likely to die and unvaccinated people are more likely to die. What do you make of that data? How does that sit alongside your beliefs?
What studies are you looking at specifically? Who's your source? Who's your source for that?
So, for example, data coming out from the Office for National Statistics in the UK, which is an independent body which looks at all of the medical data and all of the deaths from COVID or otherwise in the country. That's one example which found that vaccinated people were protected and less likely to.
So, I mean, I think we should probably just kind of break down the barriers of lies here. You know, we're not going to talk about things like COVID-19 as a respiratory virus or an infection of some sort or some sort of a contagious thing, because that's certainly untrue. It's a chimerically engineered weapon of mass destruction that was intentionally released onto the public. So all of the lab leak nonsense, like we've been saying for 2 years, I mean, obviously you're familiar with me, you wanted to sit down with me, you're interested in talking with me. Normally I don't sit down with outlets that promote pedophilia and child sex trafficking. I just found out about that this morning, or I would probably not be here, because we try to, you know, not participate in that kind of a deal like the BBC does. But you're asking me about unvaccinated people dying. These people were murdered in hospitals with poisonous remdesivir protocols by doctors who were giving them a toxic drug and a cocktail of sedatives. These people walked in under their own horsepower. Who was dying in the street? Nobody was dying in the street. Nobody was falling over, dropping dead at home. Everybody was dying in the hospital, and that's because they were given a murderous cocktail of sedatives and ventilators and remdesivir. The stuff is poisonous. It was kicked out of an Ebola trial because 53% of the people that took it died. Did the BBC report on all of the remdesivir deaths, by the way? Did you guys talk anything about the contrary narratives about masking or how it was killing kids and that it was completely nonsensical to even wear a mask?
I suppose the data that we looked at, the independent data, didn't support the fact that it was the masks that were killing people. I know that there was contradictory evidence about how much they helped, but certainly
helped with what though exactly? I mean, it's an oxygen inhibiting bacteria ridden Sharia face muzzle.
Dyson's social media accounts, if that's okay.
So I just wanted to sort of get the you are, what was your role on Died Suddenly?
I'm the presenter of the film.
You're the presenter and producer as well?
Yeah, paid for it, funded it,
paid for
released
it. And do you run those social media accounts, the Died Suddenly social media accounts? Your company runs them, or is that like an independent thing?
Our team runs that, yeah.
Okay. And I'm curious as to you know, whether you had a strategy to build those accounts. They've obviously, you know, been very popular. And
isn't that amazing? You just tell the truth and people gravitate to it. It's insane, right? I mean, I don't understand why you guys can't wrap your heads around that. This is not like some unexplainable phenomenon. I'm the only person out here telling the truth. Of course I'm exploding in popularity. Of course those accounts are exploding. Nobody on the face of the planet can honestly say that they don't know somebody who has unexpectedly died suddenly. Everybody knows somebody. If you're going to represent that you don't know somebody, that's a lie. I know that you do. And I know that you do as well. That's why these accounts are exploding. People are developing super cancers, myocarditis like you've never seen ever. The only thing that has changed is these shots. They are a bioweapon injection that has been forced on humanity, and you're helping to push it. I can't believe that you can sit here in good faith. Did BBC force you to get vaccinated?
No. So just to clarify.
Good. I mean, that's great.
Do you believe that the disease itself is the bioweapon, or the vaccine is the bioweapon, or they're both bioweapons?
Both, absolutely. They're both bioweapons, yes. So these criminals tell you in their own words that they have to gin up the fear and then investors will respond. Those are the words of Peter Daszak at EcoHealth Alliance. You know, Ralph Baric, who created this genetic sequence in part at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Fort Detrick, responsible for gain of function virus building and research, and then offshoring it ostensibly, I don't know where, maybe Ukraine, where we have, you know, over a dozen bioweapons labs. What good happens in a bioweapons lab? Why aren't you guys reporting on these bioweapons labs? Everybody's looking at me like I'm a conspiracy theorist. No, you are. You're lying to the people. Why aren't you telling them about these things?
Rachel, do you...
So is the Diet Suddenly film?
No, I would like an answer to the question. Why aren't you reporting on the dangerous bioweapons labs in Ukraine that we're sending $140 billion to fund this deadly research? What good happens in a bioweapons lab, and why haven't you reported it? I would like you to answer that question.
I noticed that you've added a key word there, because what there are labs that do biological research, as you get in every single country in the world, in order to develop medicine, understand diseases. You've added in the word weapon there, even though that's not the correct description of what those labs are. I'm curious, where have you been to those labs? What is it that, what evidence makes you believe that they are weapons?
Oh, how about an unprecedented record-smashing number of deaths? I mean, in what, 26 months, I think, that these bioweapon shots have been available, we have seen three times as many people die from this one injection as every previous fake vaccine combined, ever. I was never an anti-vaxxer, but this is not a vaccine. This doesn't prevent you from getting sick. It doesn't give you immunity for anything. It doesn't prevent other people from contracting anything. All it does is cause injury, inflammation, and death. That's a weapon. On the patents, it says that this is a weapon of biowarfare. Do you know what a pegylated lipid nanoparticle is? Have you talked to any experts? Have you interviewed any experts? Have you talked to Dr. Robert Malone? Have you talked to Karen Kingston, a biotech analyst? Have you sat down with these people?
It's interesting that you picked out some experts who are very much outside of the broader scientific consensus, and also outside of the main body of research. So they're not actually the people who are
The guy claims to have invented the technology. I don't think there's anybody that's more qualified than that. Karen Kingston has, multiple decades working for Pfizer and in the biotech, industry. So I don't know what makes you more qualified to speak than her. So are we doing a hit piece here, or is this where we kind of like breathe life into all the fake hit pieces all over the internet and get access to Stu Peters so that you can try to discredit a life-saving effort? Is that what the intent here is? What's the scope of the story here?
I suppose not, why should we listen to those people, but you're listening to them over multiple other independent...
Who's more qualified? Who's more qualified? You tell me. Who's more qualified?
Perhaps people working directly on the vaccine, teams who've worked directly on the vaccine and on the data that's coming out about the safety and efficacy about it.
Who have you talked to that worked on the vaccine?
The team in Oxford, multiple people at Pfizer. But I think we can get bogged down in this. What I'd really like to ask you, I'd like to move on.
Have you looked at the blood, by the way? I mean, have you seen Dr. Anna Mahalcha? Have you seen Dr. James Thorpe, a 43-year OBGYN who, was in the film? He's treated thousands, countless of high-risk pregnancies. He said that this is a Six Sigma level event. He's never seen anything like this. Six Sigma, over the norm, deviation in fetal demises and deaths. Are you okay with that? Why aren't you reporting that?
So the Diet Suddenly film shows a montage of clips and headlines and people collapsing or dying. So it's clear from what you're saying now and from the voiceover in the film that you want to link all those things together to show a pattern of something suspicious going on through the vaccine. But
it's not a vaccine. Let's just stop. Let's stop calling it that. Okay, it's a weapon. Let's call it that.
Okay, whatever we want to call it, several of the clips that you show are from people passing out before COVID vaccines were available. Many of them did not die. Did you include them by mistake, or were you deliberately trying to mislead?
Oh, so here we go. Okay, so this is an attempt to try to discredit me or the film, rather than talking about the millions of people that are dying. I took an unprecedented amount of money and effort in 83 days. In 83 days, we put a film out that has saved millions and millions of people. Ostensibly been seen 100 million times, translated into dozens of different languages, hundreds of different countries on virtually every continent across the planet. And so you want to ask me about a clip here or there. But where has the BBC's reporting been on all of these staggering deaths? People that are dying suddenly, people at the peak of their physical condition, athletes at the prime of their condition, doctors in Canada. I mean, where has all of your reporting been on that? What is the purpose here?
So do you feel that the ends justify the means then? So you acknowledge that you included people in there who clearly couldn't have been affected by or died of COVID vaccine.
I'm
also saying there are millions of people who have been.
What I love to acknowledge is how many millions of lives this film has saved. This film has saved millions of lives, and you know that. How much did Pfizer pay you to come here, by the way, and do this today? How much is Pfizer paying you? Is BBC wanting to open up the books and show me how much of your funding comes from Big Pharma? Do you want to do that?
None of BBC News' funding comes from Big Pharma. I'd like to go through a few examples.
None of your funding comes from Big Pharma. Are you on the record saying no funding for BBC comes from Big Pharma?
BBC News. So I'd like to go through a few examples.
You got that?
That's okay. So Keontae Johnson collapsed in December 2020 before the vaccines were available. He's still alive and well. He played in the National College Basketball Championship this year. Why did you include him in the film?
Once again, we released a film that has saved millions and millions of lives. You know that. I know that. You've been sent here to discredit it. You'll have to take that up with God. Look, I gave this platform to God, okay? I'm on a very specific mission, and that is to expose lies that are killing people. You're helping to help people die. Your outlet is helping people to die. You told them to go and wear masks. You told them to go and get injections that are killing people, killing innocent children. And you want to ask me about a take in the film that I released for free to the world without asking for a dollar. Spent money, went upside down to release this film to save lives, to fight for my children and yours, by the way, if you have them or are capable. After all the injections, I don't know if you will. I'll pray for you. But you want to ask me about one basketball player? We're talking about a world-changing film.
Look around at what's going on right now. Banks are collapsing all over the place. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. They say taxpayers won't pay. They say that other banks will pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? They'll probably raise your bank fees like they always do. And if the Fed steps in, you'll likely also be paying an inflation tax. In times like this, storing all of your money in a bank may be very risky, as we have seen. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Protect your wealth with gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now. Call 855-706-GOLD to learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Call GoldCo today, 855-706-GOLD. Heart disease, blood clots, strokes, kidney failure. These can all be found on the back of an ibuprofen bottle listed as side effects. And to top it all off, ibuprofen doesn't even get to the main cause of your pain and swelling problems. It's only temporary relief. It's only masking the true problem, which is inflammation. It's not only ineffective, it's expensive and downright dangerous, especially for seniors to be popping ibuprofen pills. That's why researchers are saying to add this Antarctic supernutrient to your diet. These are omega-3 fatty acids sourced from wild-caught krill. The omega-3 content from krill oil has been shown to support healthy blood pressure, circulation, brain health, as well as reduce inflammation, swelling, and joint pain. In fact, it can outperform ibuprofen, Advil, and Tylenol. And it doesn't have the dangerous side effects mentioned above either. Better yet, for a limited time, you can grab Native Path Antarctic Krill Oil for as low as $23 a bottle. Just go to StopMyInflammation.com right now to get your special offer for being a part of my audience. StopMyInflammation.com. Here's some news for gun owners that you may not know. Millions of concealed carrying gun owners have made a huge mistake with their holster. Sadly, their holster is so uncomfortable that they just stopped using it altogether, meaning that their quest to defend themselves or others fails at the start. That's why Vanish Holsters is quickly becoming one of the most popular holsters in America. Thousands of customers say it's the most comfortable holster that they've ever used. And when you get one, you'll never stop carrying. This holster also saves you money. That's because it fits 99% of all semi-auto handguns, works without a tactical belt, lets you carry in multiple positions, and carries two fully loaded magazines. And best of all, is that because you are a supporter of this show, you can get it for $50 off. Just go to vnsh.com/stew, vnsh.com/stew, to see if your gun will work with one of these Vanish holsters and activate your discount today. Normally $130, you'll get a steal of a show for the Stu Peters Show supporters. Go to vnsh.com/stew today to claim your $50 discount on Vanish holsters.
A headline about someone dying suddenly. I found that article. It was about the death of a man named Eric Cruz. He died in a car crash in 2017. Why did you include him in the film? A clip of a surgeon collapsing in an operating theatre. That's a doctor fainting. It's from early 2020 before vaccines existed. Heather McDonald, a comedian, she fainted on stage. She didn't die.
Yeah, so there's this guy.
You have so many examples to choose from.
Yeah.
Real death and injury. Why did you choose these examples that were so easy to differentiate?
How about this? Why haven't you included any deaths in your reporting?
Well, for example, I've reported on some genuine deaths from vaccines. They're people who their deaths have been proven by doctors, and it's on their death certificate. The very small number of people who have.
So then you acknowledge that people are dying from the weapon. Well, let's please stop calling it a vaccine, okay? It's not that. You know that, I know that. Let's stop calling it that, okay? I'm not going to apologize for releasing a film that has saved millions of lives. As a matter of fact, we're doubling down. We're about ready to release another one. And I'm sure that that's scaring the hell out of people like you. And that's why we're here today, because it's your job to try to discredit the machine behind the exposure. You're being exposed. All of you are being exposed for the lies that you're telling, and you can't handle it. It's got to be incredibly painstaking, nerve-wracking, I would imagine. I mean, how do you help people to die and then sleep at night?
I think, you can acknowledge that those were put in the film in error. Is that what I'm hearing?
No, you're not hearing that at all. Okay. What I said was we released a film that changed the world and saved millions of lives.
Yeah.
And what I'm hearing is that you're here to discredit that film.
No.
You're here to discredit me and to discredit that film.
So who's paying you? Who sent you to do that? Various, like, fact checkers and debunkers. I'm sure that you've read these things. And so, are you disputing those, or are you saying that there's a greater good here?
Of course there's a greater good, yes.
So the truth doesn't matter. It's just that...
Those are your words. No, the truth doesn't matter for you. You report lies every day and help people to die. You called these weapons safe and effective vaccines. You told people to go and get them. You're still telling people to go and get them. They're killing people. The truth matters to me, not to you.
So, in terms of the material...
What Mike's saying is... Do you feel the ends justify the means? But there are clear errors, there are clear examples that you put in this film where we know that it had nothing to do with COVID vaccines or whatever you want to call them. We know that. So were they an error, or did you feel that...
What I want to call them is what they actually call them. I mean, these people, these Pfizer people tell you in their own words, in their patents, they tell you that this is a weapon of biowarfare. Why are you ignoring that? You're looking at me like you haven't seen the patents. Have you done any research on this at all? Or, I mean, have you researched this? Have you watched the film? Have you seen Died Suddenly? Do we have it up on a laptop or something? Can we show? I want to show you something, and I want to ask you if you're okay with this. You've seen the film? Have you seen these white fibrous clots that they're pulling out of people's bodies? Have you seen this?
That's a great segue, actually. So at least one of the plots that you showed, that's from a training video from 2000.
I want to show this. I want to show this.
The one that I have on the video is probably almost 3 foot long.
Have you seen this?
Which is incredible to come out of the juggler up here. It's incredible.
Why did you include a blood clot, a video of a blood clot,
sort of
training in 2019, and then say,
I talked to other embalmers. Have you seen this?
Can we trust the other shots?
Have you seen that?
I noticed you're not answering my question.
Richard Hirschman has been an embalmer for over 3 decades. He's never seen anything like this ever. Have you talked to him? Have you talked to John O'Looney? Have you talked to any of the embalmers? Have you talked to the people who you say are not qualified, but are there in first person removing these things from people's bodies? Have you talked to them?
It was interesting that you only included embalmers who don't actually have access usually to people's medical records, and not, for example, pathologists who are trained doctors who might actually have
get out of here.
That information.
Get out of here.
Did you think that maybe you should...
That's kooky talk.
Other experts?
Who's more qualified to remove these from somebody's body than an embalmer? Who's going to do it? You? Who's going to do it? A pathologist? No. That's their job, is to prepare these people for burial. Do you understand what an embalmer does?
Were you aware that blood clots can form after death and that some of the blood clots that you show in your film...
Were you aware that a person, multiple people, embalmers and funeral directors from all over the world have all said they have never seen anything like this before? They've been doing this for 30 years, Rachel. Have you? I trust those experts, the people that are there firsthand dealing with this stuff. Are you dealing with it?
I suppose then it takes us into a territory of, you know, which experts different people trust, because you're taking...
I definitely don't trust you or your outlet or anybody that tells me that these are safe and effective when I can look around the world right now and I can see people dropping dead. My kids are who I'm fighting for. And inadvertently, now millions of others. I'm charged with that responsibility. That responsibility is a big burden to bear. When I started this 2 years ago, I was going through hundreds of emails every day of people in the worst places of their lives, unimaginable stories. We table 4 stories a day on the Stu Peters Show. I get 400 emails every day. People are suffering because of these shots. People are dying. They're being murdered out here. And yeah, I trust the people that are on film, working firsthand, pulling these clots out of people. People that other people loved. People's mothers, their aunts, their brothers, their sisters, family members, loved ones. They're pulling these things senselessly out of people that have never, ever appeared before. And they're all saying it. Why aren't you reporting it? That's shameful.
You obviously feel a great weight of responsibility here. I just wondered, just as a thought experiment, let's say it turns out that what you believe is not true, that the consensus of scientists is true, that vaccines save lives, and that not having the vaccine makes you more likely to die. How would you feel thinking about the fact that you may have contributed to people not taking a life-saving vaccine?
Have you heard of the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System? Have you heard about the DMED data? Have you seen what Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Teresa Long said about the huge increase, 1,000% increase in neurological conditions reported by pilots? These are some of the most heavily scrutinized people ever. Are you saying that it's all a lie, that these people are just dropping dead and dying everywhere? Are you saying that it's a lie that the all-cause mortality, unexplainable all-cause mortality, is skyrocketing? Are you saying that Dowd is presenting and actuaries and insurance companies that are panicking because they're losing their ass right now? Are you saying that all these people are lying and that you, Rachel, are the arbiter of truth? And that your network has been telling the truth from the very beginning, when you just sat here and lied to me and said, no funding for BBC comes from Big Pharma. That is a bald-faced lie. Sorry. I should have stopped the interview, actually, at that point. If it wasn't for the pedophilia promotion, it should be now stopped for that.
Just to be clear, BBC News, the news division of the BBC, does not receive any funding from Big Pharma, right? It's a key difference.
Is it?
It is. Mm.
Okay. You sleep with that. I don't have to. I'll never take a dime from these killers. Not one penny. You can sleep with that. I don't have to. Next question. I got just a few minutes left.
You mentioned Lieutenant Colonel Teresa Long. She cited some comments from an insurance executive in Indiana saying deaths are up 40% among working age people. But she actually took that comment out of context, because what the executive was saying was that deaths due to COVID, not vaccines, were up 40%. How come you cut out that context?
Are you denying the fact that there's an unprecedented number of all-cause mortality deaths? The stories that BBC has actually printed, I think one of the headlines was, doctors can't figure it out. Nobody knows why everybody's dying. That's dishonest. You're helping people to die.
The same data that shows that excess death, the same data and the same people who produce that data to allow us to know that, have also looked at it and found it unvaccinated people.
Let me ask you a question.
Not just a COVID.
Let me ask you a question. What's the most...
Do you
want answers from me, or are you going to filibuster all day long here? What's the goal here? You want to get your sound bites in? Is that what the goal is here? Okay, go ahead. You don't need me here for that. If you want to hear from me, I'm ready to talk. What's the most heavily vaccinated country on the face of the planet? Do you know the answer to that?
Go on, please tell me.
Do you know the answer to that question? You're reporting on these. What's the most heavily vaccinated country on the planet?
I'm sure you're going to tell me.
So are you telling me that you don't know the answer? How can you accurately or with integrity honestly report on these weapons when you don't even know what country is the most inoculated? How can you do that? How can you honestly report? How can you present yourself to the world as an integrity-filled journalist when you don't even know who's been most heavily vaccinated? Do you know?
I'm interested that
you don't know.
We're finding lots of ways to.
This is insane. I mean, who are these people?
I actually do really want to hear from you. I'm really interested to hear your responses. For example, you're looking at excess deaths, you know, important issue. But the same data that shows the excess deaths shows that unvaccinated people are more likely to die. So
that is a blatant lie. That is a total lie. So this is nonsense. This is total nonsense. Israel, by the way, is the answer. Israel is the most heavily vaccinated country on the face of the planet. Overwhelming numbers of their deaths are among the vaccinated. Guess why they're dying? They're stroking out, they're clotting out, myocarditis, pericarditis. These are the reasons why they're dying. All of the side effects, listed adverse events, or we believe intended consequences of these weapons that you call safe and effective vaccines, overwhelmingly, over 70%, I think 75, 80, maybe, I don't, do you have a number? Way, the majority of these people in this heavily vaccinated, super safe, they're all protected from the virus, they're all dying, they're all vaccinated, they're all boosted. You're more likely to die from every shot that you get. You're breaking down your immune system. This has been proven by experts. Why aren't you reporting on the blood findings? What about the microscopy people that are actually showing the blood of vaccinated people is dirty blood filled with nanotechnology? Why aren't you reporting on that?
As someone who goes to battle every day with the demonic deep state, as someone who's constantly researching and trying to get information to you, booking interviews, scheduling huge projects like documentaries like Died Suddenly, obviously energy is an issue. Sometimes you have no afternoon energy. Sometimes your mood is affected. So I started taking Newtopia. I felt a noticeable improvement in my ability to focus and or remember important things once I started using Newtopia. I noticed a boost in my cognitive performance, my energy levels, my mood. Since I began taking Newtopia, I've been able to power through challenging tasks and distractions and manage more projects than ever without rising stress levels, which is incredibly important in current times. Since incorporating Newtopia into my routine, I articulate my thoughts more clearly. So why is Newtopia the best? They have developed a highly effective nootropics specifically designed to unlock your brain's maximum focus and concentration and creativity. Personalize your pack for your unique neurochemistry, choosing from 9 breakthrough brain formulas designed to help with a range of mental and emotional issues. Go to Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. Again, Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. If you want big discounts, use promo code Stu Peters when you go to Newtopia.com/Stu Peters.
Hey America, Dr. Stella Emmanuel here. One of the things I will put together is what I call the Pandemic Preparedness Pack. It has 5 essential things in it. Number one, it has Covivite. Covivite has vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. We have Covilite. Covilite gives you energy. It helps you with hydration. It also gives you mental clarity, the brain fog, and antioxidants. We actually use this as part of our Vax Detox Combo. Then we have Viramune Plus. Viramune Plus can build your immunity. It has elderberry, bilberry, echinacea, ECGC. It has proteases and peptides. Then we have Covidine. Covidine is potassium iodide. If we get nuked, you're going to need potassium iodide to protect your thyroid from absorbing radiation. The last thing we have is Pox Defense. Pox Defense is an old Indian remedy that has Sarracenia purpura opica plant. And it used to work against smallpox. And it can help you against all the pox viruses to build your immunity.
Use the promo code STU for big discounts when they go to drstellamd.com. Yes. Use that promo code STU. It saved me a ton of cash and it'll save you as well. Did you know that over 50 million adults right here in the United States suffer with sleep issues every day? If that's you, you're not alone. Sleep is the cornerstone for better health. Plus, people can't properly combat stress and anxiety. These numbers are directly correlated to this one. 75% of Americans suffer a magnesium deficiency, which helps you to combat stress and get better sleep. Magnesium Breakthrough has the 7 most critical types of magnesium all in one pill. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters.
Again, the Israel example, their data shows, yes, many people have been vaccinated, and so it's more likely that you'll be both vaccinated and die. However, unvaccinated...
Thank you for honestly reporting that. Yes, it is more likely that you will die when you're vaccinated.
The data actually showed the opposite of what you were saying.
Overwhelmingly, the people that are dying are the people that are injected with these weapons. That's what happens when you inject a biological agent, a weapon, into somebody's body. They will die. They are likely to die. Yes, thank you for acknowledging the majority of people that are dying are vaccinated people. 78%. 78%?
78%. What you're doing is engaging in the base rate fallacy, which is a common statistical fallacy, but misunderstands the fact that you have to adjust for the rate. And when you look at the rate in Israel, in the UK, in other countries, when we looked at unvaccinated people and the people who are more likely to die, do you feel any responsibility for that?
Do I feel responsibility for unvaccinated people?
Is that weigh on your conscience at all?
This is unbelievable.
Nearly 60% of hospitalized COVID-19 patients in Israel are fully vaccinated.
Yeah, did you hear that? 60% of hospitalized COVID patients in Israel are vaccinated. Why is that?
What proportion of the population is vaccinated?
Well over 80%, buddy.
Well over 80%. I can't confirm that. That's what I was just told.
Well over 80% of the population is vaccinated.
It's the most heavily vaccinated country on the face of the planet. They also have overwhelmingly the most young people dying. I mean, this is just a fact. You know it. I know it. These people are dying after being injected. These kids are dying. You saw Damar Hamlin die suddenly on the football field. I mean, that was in front of 10 million people in a live viewing audience.
That's good, guys. I think this is a good place to sort of move on, because I did want to ask you if you could explain what you think happened to
I think Damar Hamlin should explain it, don't you think? I mean, your vaccination status is obviously like my business now. All of a sudden, it's unprecedented, never happened before, ever. Are you vaccinated? I gotta know, are you vaccinated?
Do you want me to answer that?
Well, I'm asking you because I want an answer. I'm not here to talk to myself.
Okay, no, if we could go back to Damar Hamlin.
Yeah, but are you vaccinated?
You know, you can make your own assumptions. What do you think happened to Damar Hamlin?
Are you?
Listen, I'm not going to answer that.
Wait. This has been your business for the last year and a half.
My vaccine status has been your business. Yeah, so instead of me, I wanted to give you the
because,
chance.
Yeah, of course.
Could you just explain?
Damar Hamlin owes everybody an explanation if we're going to go by your philosophy here that my bodily autonomy is all of a sudden your business, right?
No, the question was, what do you believe happened to Damar Hamlin? Because I think
he got the shot and he died suddenly.
You believe he's dead?
You ever heard of CPR? That's a thing that when somebody dies, you do to save their life. They're dead. Damar Hamlin died suddenly. What part of this are you having a hard time comprehending?
To explain it to me as if I don't comprehend it, because I don't quite get what you're saying.
He was injected with a bioweapon, just like virtually all of the other players and personnel across the NFL. And he stroked out, or clotted out, or had a heart attack. Yeah, this is happening to athletes at the peak of their physical condition. Do you know that the historical average, you wanted an answer and I'm giving you one, so please be quiet. The historical average was 5 to 10. 5 to 10, never more than 10, every year professional athletes collapsing on the field of play. In the last fiscal year, there has been over 1,000. You explain that. Can you explain it, Rachel? You seem to be the expert. Let's hear your explanation.
So, Damar Hamlin is dead?
This guy doesn't understand CPR or what? I don't know. I don't know if he's dead.
Okay.
I know he died on that field. We all watched it. Are you going to deny what your own eyes saw on live television with 10 million other people watching? The guy died on the football field. Why else would they have to give him CPR? He was dead.
Yeah, but death is generally irreversible.
Is it? Wow, this is unbelievable. Who are you people? Like, what, you're really trying to explain away CPR? I mean, this is like, wow. Do you know what CPR is, Rachel? Mike's unqualified to talk about it.
Is the point you're making that you're describing him as dead even though he's still alive because CPR was conducted on him?
I don't know if the guy's alive or not. Nobody's talked to the guy. I don't know if the guy's alive or not. There's some guy pretending to be him. It looks like was at the White House with the guy pretending to be the president the other day.
Yeah, so, I mean, you have said, you know, his appearances, his public appearances are fake. What do you mean by that?
I mean, they're not real.
Okay, specifically how?
Specifically, they're orchestrated. I don't know if it's a body double. I don't know if it's a deep fake. I mean, you know that these things exist, right? I mean, you've seen the Tom Cruise deep fake. You've seen the Morgan Freeman deep fake. You've seen them, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So you think that something like that.
So it's totally out of the question that Damar Hamlin is being deep faked?
Yeah, so...
Oh, it is?
I guess...
You tell me why. Have you talked to him?
No, I'm sorry.
Did you sit down with him?
Yeah, so the...
You did?
The evidence that it is, though, is what?
The guy died on a football field in front of 10 million people. I'm not going to deny what I saw. I'm not going to try to explain it away. I'm not going to pretend that people aren't dropping dead and dying suddenly all over the place. What I'm going to do is everything that I can to save them, because that is what is commanded of me by God. And I'm going to do it. I'm going to be obedient to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who I would encourage you, by the way, to seek.
Yeah, so... That's a fake.
Your definition of death does include people who are still alive, then.
You've never heard of life-saving efforts? Has the BBC ever reported on somebody whose life was saved by CPR, for example? Have you? That's somebody who is dead and then brought back to life. So when somebody has a cardiac arrest and they collapse and they're dead and they're brought back to life, allegedly, yes, that's called a life-saving effort. That person died and was brought back to life. Is this a new concept for you?
I guess I'm just wondering if you had any sort of, you know, evidence.
Yeah, I watched him die. What more evidence do I need? I watched him die. Did you?
His appearances later were somehow...
Look,
CGI.
Yeah, I mean, come on, man. The guy went to a football stadium with his... hood up, wearing glasses, wearing a COVID mask. He's never worn one before. He didn't come into the stadium with his family. He kept his face covered the whole time. He didn't stop in front of a camera to thank the millions of people for their $10 million in donations to his charity in his name. Yeah. That's normal to you?
And then he appeared.
Also, by the way, life-saving CPR, life-saving CPR. This is like rib cracking type things. Like, people are injured for weeks. This guy's throwing his hands up.
So you
Mike,
that
you're.
That was fake.
It was fake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You believe that was fake?
I know that was fake.
Okay. Okay.
You ever had CPR before?
I have not. No.
Do you know anybody who has?
Not that
do I you or not? Do you know anybody who's had CPR? I mean, this is really a simple question.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Do you, Rachel? Do you know anybody who's had CPR?
Not that I know of.
Not that you know of. I mean, that's a yes or no question. I mean, do you know somebody who's had CPR? Do you know what happens when you have CPR? Do you know how injured you become? Do you know how long it takes to recover from those injuries? Actually, there's a nurse here. How long does it take to recover from CPR? So weeks? Weeks? Yeah, like coughing and sneezing would even be difficult, right? But here we are. Come on. Come on. It's fake.
I wonder if I could ask you a question. So now, following the film, every time there is either a high-profile death or somebody tweets about their loved one dying, people will pile on and they'll use the hashtag die suddenly and they'll link it to COVID vaccine.
That's great. That's awesome to hear. I'm super happy to hear that, because as that begins to trend and as that continues to grow, all we're doing is saving more lives. I think that's awesome, and I'm happy to hear you report that. Thank you.
So when that happens and people say, actually, it's causing them great distress, I've spoken to one woman whose husband died. He had a congenital illness.
The whole planet is full of great distress right now.
She was harassed. Do you feel okay about the fact she was harassed?
Nobody should be harassed at all. Like the people that are constantly harassed and berated for fighting against the psyop of this fake bioweapon vaccine, that have been fired, that have lost everything, that have been persecuted, even jailed. People were chased down in Austria and force vaccinated. I mean, children were pinned to the ground and needles shoved into them. So do you feel okay about that? I mean, you're talking about somebody getting their feelings hurt. I'm talking about people being murdered, kids
being murdered. You're worried about if somebody got their feelings hurt. Is that really the conversation that we're having right now? You want to know if I care that somebody got their feelings hurt? No, I don't give a damn that somebody got their feelings hurt. Real kids are out here dying every single day.
FilterSuck.com is the leading manufacturer in filterless air purification systems, whether you're dealing with pollen or mold or dust, shedding from your pet, or vaccinated neighbors' mRNA spike protein shedding. FilterSuck.com has solutions for every scenario, at home, at work, or on the go. Breathe with confidence. Don't let your air suck. Rest well knowing that your home is protected 24/7, so now you can get a unit for your home or a portable unit for on-the-go travel. That's FilterSuck.com. Use promo code STU for 10% off when you go to FilterSuck.com. We're seeing unprecedented criminal tax hikes, hyperinflation, a full-blown recession, and it's all part of the grand plan. The billions of dollars that Biden keeps sending to that corrupt, fake Ukraine. The trillions in new taxes that he wants to shove down your throat. The electronic banking system crash, resetting everybody to zero. Checking accounts, savings accounts, 401ks, IRAs, all of it. Zero. But you don't have to be a victim. Protect your money and get up to $10,000 in free silver to do it when you call my friends at Goldco. Goldco has helped to protect over $2 billion in gold and silver for people like you and me. And now they're offering you up to $10,000 in bonus silver when opening a qualified IRA account just for being a supporter of the Stu Peters Show. So whether you want to protect your 50 grand or a half a million or even more, this is your opportunity to protect yourself from our out-of-control, corrupt corporate crime syndicate. Don't be a victim. Call Goldco, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. Or go to goldco.com/Stu. You guys know I'm a huge fan of Chuck Norris. Who couldn't be? He's not just an action star, he's a veteran, he's a family man, and he's actually really big on health. But get this, he says that he feels better right now at age 83 than he has in years, and it's from making one single change to his diet. What he realized is that after decades of trying every supplement out there, most of them did nothing for his health. But a few did provide dramatic changes, so he put them all together in one drink that he calls Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines all 10 of Chuck Norris's favorite supplements into one daily drink. It's got probiotics that help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for all those muscles and joints, and several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on earth. Look at this guy, he looks great. I gotta say, I started taking Morning Kick because I'm a fan of Chuck Norris and I trust him, and I can see why everyone is raving about it. What's amazing is how much more energy I have. Digestion is fantastic. I'm thinking more clearly. Obviously, everyone is unique, so results will be different for different people, but for me, it's an absolute game changer. It makes me feel younger. Plus, it tastes great, just like strawberry lemonade. It's become my favorite drink, actually. If you want to try it yourself, head over to americareadysupply.com/stew. That's americareadysupply.com/stew.
I suppose the point is that the crux of this is that it's dishonest because these people didn't die from COVID vaccines.
Don't preach to me about honesty. You're the most dishonest person in the room right now. Don't talk to me about honesty. I don't want to hear your preaching about honesty. You're the most dishonest person in the room.
Do you think then that when people watch your film or see your social media outputs where provably false things are being said, where deaths which we know are nothing to do with COVID vaccines are being linked? We know we can't trust that.
They're very thankful. They're very, very thankful. Actually, what they see is they see a man filling the void where there is no leadership in this country. They see somebody that's brave enough to put it all on the table and risk it all. They see somebody who's willing to come off of everything that he can scrape together in his couch cushions because he's convicted and he wants to put this film out. They see somebody who wants to help to save humanity. They see somebody that's standing between what's left of this free world and whatever this one world governance is that you are helping to usher in. This depopulation event that's undeniable. The Six Sigma above the norm deviation that these qualified OBGYNs, 43 years of experience, are talking about. The blood clots that embalmers are pulling out of bodies firsthand, the ones that you're trying to cover up and pretend are a fake lie. You're lying to people on purpose. You're doing it on purpose, and it's a crime. And there will be a day of accountability for people that are involved with this. There will be a Nuremberg too. I'm going to make sure that that happens. I'm going to make sure that people are held to account for the crimes against humanity that they are committing. And that includes the press that lied to people and made them go get them injected with a bioweapon. There's a precedent for that, how we handle people that commit these medical tyrannies. There's a precedent for that. I know you're aware of it.
So one thing I don't understand is, okay, so why would global elites want to depopulate the planet?
Because they're psychopaths. They're killers. They're murderers. Have you ever sat down with a murderer? Have you ever said, hey, what makes you tick? Why did you kill this person? Because I'm a psychopath. That's the answer. They're psychopaths.
It's pure psycho.
Well, yeah, that and the love for money, of course. Enriching and empowering and controlling.
I suppose
these people like have told you, I mean, Elon Musk has told you that they're going to do this. They told you that they're going to put a chip in your brain, Neuralink.
Yeah.
You know about all this, right?
But wouldn't you want, like, loads of people alive?
No, they don't care if you die a slow and painful death, so long as they continue to be enriched and empowered.
If they were, like, had, like, you know, assuming that, you know, there's these evil psychopaths in charge of the world.
Look, you can try to deconstruct motive of psychopaths. Go talk to them. I don't know. Go ask them why they want to kill everybody. Okay. Don't ask me. I'm here to stop them.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I wanted to touch on a few other things. You know, similarly with the Damar Hamlin stuff, you have said that
he died suddenly on the football field. Let's move on.
In Ukraine is fake. And I just wondered what you meant by that.
Oh, so what I mean is that we're funneling money into a fake country, a construct of a country that wasn't even a country before 1991. These were arbitrary borders set up by the Bolsheviks and Vladimir Lenin during the Color Revolution. These are arbitrary borders. Most of the people in that country that are Russians just want to be Russia. So this is just exactly what happens when you agitate a country full of people that you tell are going to be a part of this fake construct with this installed leather chap wearing ostensibly homosexual piano penis playing actor. I mean, that's Vladimir Zelensky. How many Y's are in his name this week? I mean, the whole thing is fake. Even his name is fake. Of course it's all fake. And we're sending hundreds of billions of dollars there to enrich NGOs. And, you know, basically it's a Lockheed Martin missile testing site is what it is. All of the bodies are buried in Ukraine. This is the country that paid millions of dollars in bribes to the former vice president, sitting vice president's son, Hunter Biden. Have you reported on that? Did you report on the laptop? Did you?
Me personally? No, but the BBC.
Why? Why didn't you?
Me personally, you know.
Yeah, no. You don't care. You don't care. You don't care about all the corruption because you're a part of it. You help to perpetuate it. That's why. You don't care. You can sit and you can come over here from Chicago and you can, on your vacation, do the directive and the bidding of Big Pharma to try to disable. And all you're doing, by the way, all you're doing is empowering the people who want the truth. These people want a real leader, which is probably why, after President Trump is indicted, I should probably be the president.
Are you joking? Or is that...
Do I look like I'm joking?
You want to be president.
Somebody's got to lead this country.
Okay. So, just...
Do you have active plans then?
Would you vote for me?
Sorry, just a quick one. Do you have active plans to stand president at some point?
No. Look, that's something I got to talk to God about. I'm going to stay right where I'm at, right in God's lane, and I'm going to be obedient and do what he asks me to do. Somebody's got to lead this country.
Are you, are you a Trump supporter? I mean, were you...
You know, I'm a big fan of an America First agenda. That 2015 platform was amazing to go into 2016. Absolutely. I mean, he was breathing a breath of fresh air onto a populace that was extremely excited about hearing the support for blue-collar workers and freedom and, you know, bodily autonomy and things like that. He exposed all of you, which I think was really great. Exposing the press as being fake and liars and propagandists was 100% accurate. I think a lot of people don't realize how fake you people are. They don't get it. I mean, you're very successful at this. This has been a multiple decades long PSYOP brainwashing operation that you have been very successful at, where people are actually sadly being led right to their deaths because they believe that you're telling the truth and you're just lying to them. You're lying them directly into the grave. It's sad. It's horrible. So yeah, we actually, you know, as far as me personally, definitely am a supporter of that agenda, the America First agenda, which sadly I think has now gone to the wayside.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was subverted completely by the people inside of that organization, yeah. Unfortunately.
Is that, I won't sort of ask at the end. Yeah, I think that's pretty clear. Just a couple other things. You believe homosexuality should be illegal.
Yeah.
What should the punishment be?
What to think on that? But oh, pedophiles, though, should definitely be put to their death on a public stage. You touch our kids, we'll kill you. I think that message needs to be sent very clearly.
And I think you've also said that the top medical officials should be put to death.
I'm going to be very clear for you here. Anybody that was responsible for bringing to market this weapon of mass destruction that is killing children should be held to account. And if they're found guilty in a court of law for committing the crimes against humanity that they're perpetuating, then absolutely the death penalty should be on the table.
Yeah, so you're talking executives, scientists,
all of them,
politicians.
It's going to be a long line.
Media.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
All of you people, for sure.
We should be put to death.
If you're found guilty of crimes against humanity and responsible for killing children, yes.
Okay. So
that's very clear, right?
We should be put to death.
Did you hear what I just said?
Yeah.
Yeah. Stop trying to be hyperbolic.
No.
Okay.
Just
stop it. Stop it. I don't know. Are you guilty of crimes against humanity?
Earlier you said you were the only one who was telling the truth. Are there other people out there?
No. You know, I think that that's probably inflated. And I think that, you know, probably to be misrepresented and used as some fake headline. You guys are good at that. No, with a platform of this size, I seem to be the only one that is asking the real questions, yes. The only one that is willing to report what's actually happening, because I don't enjoy a country club lifestyle. I don't work for Fox. But that's what makes me so effective, is because I don't have a political allegiance. I'm not some Republican. That's a fake construct. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a conservative. That's all a construct. So really nobody knows what to do with me. That's why you're here, I think, and so interested in me. You want to talk to me because you don't really know what to do, because I'm not controlled by money. I don't care about money. I'm not controlled by fame. I don't care about fame. I don't have a network that I'm beholden to, and I'm not paid by Big Pharma. So I don't have to toe a narrative line, and that's really dangerous for the empire of lies.
We have a television program, and we can't tell you that we have a cure for anything. What we can tell you is that if you have a child who has a diagnosis of ADHD, and you're considering or you are currently administering ADHD medications, for example, Adderall or Ritalin or methylphenidate, if you are concerned about the potential long-term devastating effects from these neurotoxins that you're introducing to your child's brain, that it would be a really, 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 really good idea. We strongly recommend that you try CBD, all natural CBD derived from hemp, which comes from God's earth. Nobody can question the explosion in the popularity of CBD and its usage for a whole lot of things, including joint pain and muscle pain, ligament pain, relaxation, migraine, headaches, allergies, people with Parkinson's, ADHD. We would say that there's a large group of people who are finding extremely positive results by using CBD for their children to protect them from fake doctors who push poison down their throats. My CBD company is Curibl. That's spelled K-U-R-I-B-L. Curibl, K-U-R-I-B-L. It's a family-owned business based right here in my home state of Minnesota. I know one of the directors of Curibl. I happen to coach baseball with him. And all of the hemp is sourced from my home state right here in Minnesota. Plus, you get 20% off site-wide when you use the promo code STU at Curibl.com. So go there. Remember, we can't say that this is a cure for legal reasons. If you have a child with ADHD, try Curibl, K-U-R-I-B-L.com for 20% off. Use promo code STU when you go to Curibl.com.